Bob Dylan's music has been widely bootlegged throughout his career. Now there's the first authorized release of many alternate takes and other unavailable till now music from Dylan's recording sessions over the past 30 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the collection, which features songs like this.
Come here, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. Just a little glimpse of a star out of town, about an East Coast city that you all know well. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. Old New York City is a friendly old town, from Washington Heights to Harlem on down. There's a mighty many people in the middle and all around. They'll kick you when you're up and knock you when you're down. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town.
Bob Dylan's so-called bootleg series is currently in the top 40 with a bullet, a more than respectable showing for a triple-disc set with a $35 list price, and proof that interest in Dylan remains intense. Apparently, lots of people yearn to hear the song that you just heard, Hard Times in New York Town, recorded in 1961 in a Minnesota hotel room. At the age of 20, Dylan sounded as worldly wise and perhaps as resigned to despair as he did 28 years later, when he recorded Series of Dreams, a spooky, urgent tune left off of the album Oh Mercy.
Where the time and the tempo drag, and there's no exit in any direction except the one that you can't see with your eye. Was it making any great connection? Was it folly for any intricate scheme? Nothing that would pass inspection as you're thinking of a series of dreams.
Hard Times in New York Town and Series of Dreams are the bookends of this collection, 57 songs that comprise an alternate version of Bob Dylan's history. A review of the bootleg series in Newsweek asserted that for any other artist, this would be a collection of greatest hits, but I don't think it's that great. Listening to these hours of music is more like being permitted to peek at an artist's notebooks. You can figure out where he got some of his ideas, understand the genesis of certain works, and take note of his false starts and mistakes. But little of the music here is superior to the best of Dylan's official recordings.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement looking right at the government. A man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he's got a bad bill, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. Man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills and you only got 10.
That is, obviously, an early version of Subterranean Homesick Blues, and there's no way I would ever want that tentative-sounding, interesting version to take the place of the slashing rock and roll version that became the lead-off cut on Dylan's 1965 album Bringing It All Back Home. In the same way, there's another interpretation here of what became Dylan's greatest hit single, Like a Rolling Stone. It's performed almost a cappella, with Dylan accompanying himself on piano. It's an intriguing curiosity, but it doesn't convey a fraction of the emotion that poured forth from the finished version.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, you threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they're all kidding you. You used to make fun about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to scrounge your next meal. And how does it feel?
There are a few cuts on the bootleg series that are better than Curiosities. Foremost among these is Blind Willie McTell, cut for and left off of Infidels in 1983. Infidels is such a parody of a good Bob Dylan album that his decision to drop this song is worse than perverse. The song is cast as a salute to blues singer Blind Willie McTell, but at this point in his life, Dylan seems incapable of writing about anything other than himself, dwelling on death and the devil, his yearning for family and privacy, his insistence upon hopelessness. Power and greed and corruptible seed seem to be all that there is, he sings here. When all of Dylan's strengths and obsessions come together on Blind Willie McTell, it results in one of the strongest songs he's written since the start of his career.
See them big plantations burning. Hear the cracking of the whips. Smell that sweet magnolia blooming. See the ghost of slavery still. I can hear them tribes moaning. Hear that undertaker's bell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire. Bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang.
Ultimately, the Bootleg series reassures us in our beliefs that Bob Dylan is one of the most gifted and original artists of his generation, one of the most prolific, stubborn, and self-absorbed. He's at once one of the most sneaky and honest performers in the history of pop music, and I guess we'll never get tired of thinking about him.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.